This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. We're already looking forward to New Year's Eve. There is a big New Year's Eve weekend in Las Vegas. Friday, December 29th. Through Sunday, December 31st, the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas is hosting kind of a mega weekend. On New Year's Eve, the Foo Fighters are going to be performing at the Chelsea.
I got the new album. It's so good. Concrete and Gold, I think it's called. It's great.
The night before, on the Saturday night, Duran Duran is playing at the Chelsea.
Oh.
This is the one. You got to go. Her name is Rio.
Oh, man.
That's the song.
Yeah, or Girls on Film.
Sure.
Like, Duran Duran was actually in Stranger Things.
Oh, which song? I didn't even notice.
Might have been this Girls on Film. Oh, this isn't Girls on Film.
That river. Or Hungry Like the Wolf. You gotta. That's a good one, too. So they're on the Saturday night. And then on the Friday night, Zac Brown Band, also at the Chelsea, with an exclusive after party performance with Sir Roosevelt.
Who?
Sir Roosevelt. So these tickets go on sale on Friday, November 3rd. I believe, I'm mixing it up with the Maroon 5 thing. This Friday, November 3rd, 10 a.m., you can get tickets to New Year's Eve weekend in Las Vegas.
What's this Maroon 5 thing?
We got Maroon 5 tickets in about an hour.
Oh.
They are announcing some concerts as well, and those tickets, I think, go on sale Friday. But if you're a American Express card holder, you got a pre-sale. I'm not going to mix them up. This is a totally separate thing.
Yes.
New Year's Eve weekend.
Maroon 5's playing.
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
Vinny.
I'm just kidding. You asked for it.
Las Vegas.
Right.
It's Foo Fighters on New Year's Eve, Duran Duran on the Saturday, and Zac Brown Band on the Friday. And all those shows are at the Chelsea, which I have to assume is like at the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, the hotel they're naming here. It's going to be huge. Oh, New Year's in Vegas?
Oh,
come on. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. All right, let's start with Stranger Things. This is sort of out of nowhere. Charlie Heaton, he plays Jonathan...
The weird older brother.
The weird older brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was denied entry into the U.S. on Thursday. He was busted for coke at LAX.
Doing research for his character. It is the 80s, right?
Sure, I guess. He's British in real life. He got pinched by...
He is?
Yeah.
Dude's a Brit.
That's why he was denied entry to the U.S. He was flying here from England. And they said, no, sorry, bud, but the drug-sniffing dog here at Customs says, you're a no-go. He only had a small amount on him. He wasn't charged or arrested, but it was enough to detain him for long enough that he missed the premiere.
Over that?
Yeah.
I wonder, though, if this doesn't... Because for that small amount,
I know.
Does he just need it to get through his trip or something?
I was even thinking maybe it's like the remnants of something. Who would ever fly with that? You're going to Hollywood.
A junkie would. That's what I'm thinking.
If you got to have it, I'm sure you got to hook up in Hollywood, for God's sake.
I know, but what I'm saying is I wonder if he's so addicted that he's got to have it to get him through.
Maybe. I mean.
Like, you'd think he'd have bumped that up right before
walking
through.
Right, like, get rid of that, buddy.
But maybe he needs it on the hour or something.
Small amount on him. Not charged or arrested, but detained long enough that he missed out on the season premiere. And it may have also, I don't know, cost him some time. He's actually dating Nancy in real life.
Wait, in real life he's dating the girl that he wants to date in the show?
That's right.
Get out of here!
Her name is, it's Natalia probably, or Natalia, I don't know. Natalia Dyer is her name. And she plays Nancy Wheeler.
Has anyone noticed...
They're doing it in real life.
On Stranger Things... that the number of redheads far outnumber the amount you would find in any number of people in real life?
No, there's only the one redhead.
What are you talking about? There's the scene where they, the first scene where the Hessian pulls up in the Camaro with his redhead sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the redhead that disappeared.
Oh, right. Right. Barbara.
And then when they pull up, there's three girls staring at the boy.
Oh, they were all redheads?
Two of them, didn't even notice, the three were redheads.
It's so funny.
I'm like, what world is this where every other girl's a redhead?
It's the world of casting
and
in Hollywood.
And give me directions. Hello?
Yeah, I didn't even notice that, Vinny, but I'll take your word for it. I only had eyes for the one redhead,
and then,
little Max.
Out in the crowd of high school, they just keep... There's another redhead. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Maybe
is
it was
this?
A large Irish settlement there in Indiana. I don't know. Hawkins, Indiana.
All right.
Season 2 of Stranger Things hit Netflix on Friday after a wait of 1 year, 3 months, and 12 days.
The boy with the teeth problem got his teeth fixed,
got
too.
Got some teeth in there, yeah.
Good for him.
Still has a bit of a lisp, and he's just the most wonderful character. I know you're only two up. I have to say, the first two episodes, I actually went, I don't know.
You did?
I did. I felt like it was coming at me too fast and was like kind of frenetic and didn't have the sort of creepy underbelly thing.
I think they're doing fine with it myself. I'll tell you, I went to Netflix to watch Stranger Things, and there's a show called Mindhunter.
Oh, I heard this is amazing.
Okay, I don't know if it is because the first episode was crap.
Oh, darn it all.
And it was so slow. And
it's
like,
where they're looking for like the a serial killer, yeah. The mindset of a serial killer.
But when you have that name and the ads are great.
Mm-hmm. I know, I've heard great things about it.
And the first episode was slow. Mm. And I'm going to give it another try.
Right.
Because I'm in, but man, with that name and subject matter, it should have been better.
Right.
And it wasn't. Sorry, back to Stranger Things. So Charlie's a cokehead.
Well, I mean, that's, you know.
Is that his name?
Charlie Heaton is his real name. Jonathan Byers on the show. So season 2, 469 total days of waiting.
How much do you love seeing Winona Ryder?
I really, really love seeing her.
I love
and
it,
she's
too.
She's just the right amount of kooky for that mom.
Chain smoking and the whole thing and all worried about her little boy.
One thing I was worried about heading into this season was that the kid, Will, if you've watched the first season, this, you know, spoiler alert.
Talking about Stranger Things
season 1, her kid is gone most of the season. Like, he does very little acting in season 1.
Right.
But his part is huge in season 2. And it calls for quite a range of acting. And I have to say that I was impressed by him, and I was relieved because I actually thought, oh, he's the weakest link on the first season. And the kid, Mike, who I liked the best, sort of the head of the group, the one who Eleven's into, very little of him in this season comparatively because he was sort of the star of it last season.
Oh, overall, you mean, because you've finished it.
Well, right. And Lucas and Dustin, Lucas is the black kid and Dustin is the no teeth kid.
Who now has teeth.
Now has teeth. Their parts are way bigger this time around.
All right.
And very, like, there's a thing with Dustin and Steve that is just, it's just delightful.
All right.
I can't wait for you to be done with it so we can discuss everything.
I honestly, last night I planned to watch it, one episode I should say, not all of them, because I want to, you know, savor it a little bit. Man, you just mowed right through it.
Well, we just got to watching it. We're about at season 5 and Sean goes, we're getting through all this tonight. I'm like, all right.
At episode 5, yep. You're like, we're going to just finish it all.
We're going to power through this.
How many were there?
9 altogether.
So we just did 4 hours right then.
Oh, no, we did. We had watched the first 3 on Friday night, and then we watched the 6 more on Saturday night. Just watched them all.
I do know that Netflix, the way it goes, next episode in 5, 4. So you're like, where's the stop?
I know.
I mean, it really does. You start going, where's the dang remote?
Well, every day you go, pause it. Everyone goes pee. Everyone gets their drink or their salty snacks or whatever. And then everyone gets back on the couch and you press play.
Anyway, I planned to watch an episode last night, but the Stupid World Series, not only was it going long, but it was knotted up at a tie. And then it was shockingly.
Who won?
The Dodgers lost.
The Astros won.
Which is what everyone in the Bay Area is rooting for. Mm-hmm. So I had even had a friend go, actually, Peter Cook,
shame.
Lighthouse Realty, goes, what do you do when you're an Astros fan? I'm all, I don't know, dude. He's like, I don't know the Astros, but I'm rooting for them because obviously we hate the Dodgers. He's like, they don't, do they have a tomahawk? I'm like, no, they're the Astros.
Do they
well,
have
what
like
are
a,
they?
A
I'm
ray
like,
gun?
I think, isn't Houston
the astronauts?
Yeah. Isn't right. that the other NASA head
mm-hmm. Houston
quarters or whatever? Right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I think it's that.
Right.
And there seems to be a train tied into that somehow.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, when they hit a home run, a train drives by.
Oh.
So they used to be called the Colts in honor of the Colts 45.
Oh.
Oh.
And they
boy.
Changed their name. It's the Astros.
In the 70s, right?
It says in 1965.
Oh, okay.
I need to do some more reading all to right. see why.
It's okay. I mean...
Well, if they... If
yeah,
they,
but if
I
they've
think
got
our,
some kind
our
of
Our listeners
a...
would love to know if there's something you're supposed to do.
Maybe you're supposed to put on like a tinfoil hat and get well, down in your storm basement. I don't know.
Everybody run for the storm basement.
Sure.
They hit a home run.
Yep.
Okay.
Get your tin hat on.
Yeah, you're right. So they're named in honor of Houston's importance to the country's space program.
Sure.
Yeah. It should have been the Houston space shots. Mm-hmm. Anyway, did we? No, we didn't.
Charlie.
Finish
it.
Yeah, so Charlie
didn't go to jail.
Charlie
or he
didn't.
Did?
He didn't go to jail. They didn't even arrest him, but he missed the premiere. But I had so moved on from that. I'm trying to get through all these like little things about Stranger Things.
Oh, right.
There is an after show. It's called Beyond Stranger Things, and it's I watched 2 episodes of it. But it is an after show in that it is a full on after show. You have to have watched the whole series in order to watch it. Like The Talking Dead comes on after The Walking Dead, and they break down that night's episode. This is not like that. So don't
this
be.
This is the whole season.
This is the whole season, and they sit down with all the various, like the Duffer brothers are sitting at the table. Oh, by the way, Andrew Stanton. Directed
Who?
Andrew Stanton, the director
of Finding Nemo,
right. and WALL-E and A Bug's Life. He's a big wig at Pixar and former friend of our show. He's over us ever since Human panned his movie, John
Carter.
Thank you.
I liked that movie.
I liked it too. I had no problem with that movie.
Pretty good. And that guy's a good actor.
Yeah. And the little dog friend. It's great. I love the story.
I like the dog too.
We screwed over our entire relationship with Pixar. Anywho.
Way to go, Hooman.
He directed 2 of the episodes of Stranger Things.
Sure, that guy would love to review Olive.
And they were the best 2 episodes. They were
ones he did.
They were all really good. But his, you know, we noticed his name and went, ooh, to watch this.
Huh. I wouldn't have even noticed that because I don't really look at that stuff.
Yeah, John happened to notice. Oh, and it said, I mean, I didn't notice it. He said, oh, that's how to understand. And we rewound it and he did 2 of them. So anyway, Beyond Stranger Things, it's a roundtable discussion set up around a Dungeons & Dragons board game. And I think it's supposed to be set in Mike's basement. And there's 7 episodes of it, but you should absolutely wait to check them out until you've seen the whole season. It does. In fact, they say one of the first things the guy who's hosting it says is, don't watch. If you haven't watched all of it, do not watch these.
Well, good. Yeah. He should say that because I've only seen 2 episodes so far. I love the tension between the sheriff and Winona. There's something going on there. Don't tell me.
I'm not
going
to say it.
But
a damn
it seems
thing
like they've
it.
Got a little tension there, even though she's in a relationship with Sean Astin. Man, that guy's put on some weight, huh?
Yeah.
He must be a dad.
Samwise Gamgee.
What?
He's from The Hobbit. Lord of the Rings. Simon Cowell was put in a neck brace and rushed to the hospital Friday night. He had a bad fall at his home in London. He was going up a flight of stairs and fainted and fell down them backward.
Oh, on a staircase!
Yeah. He blamed the episode on low blood pressure. Looks like he's going to be okay. He was only in the hospital for a few hours and gave the paparazzi a thumbs up when he got home because, of course, they're camped out at his house.
Yeah.
And I don't have a whole other bunch of details about it, but he was rushed to the hospital. And, you know, falling downstairs, never good.
Never.
No. I mean, you'd think if you felt even a little bit woozy.
You'd, right, kneel you'd, down.
Well, you
hold
just,
on to the handrail.
You don't. You just go, I'm going to wait down here till this passes. Let me fan myself for a second.
Mm. J.J. Watt raised over $37 million for the Hurricane Harvey relief effort. He started by, I think it was like a GoFundMe or something. $200,000 is what he wanted. Mm-hmm. He hit that in about 2 minutes. And at the end, he got over $37 million. He put out a little video and he says, what we're going to do is we're going to rebuild homes. We're going to restore childcare centers and after school programs. We're going to provide food for those in need, and we're going to provide professional medical services, both physical and mental, for those affected by the hurricane. He has plenty of time on his hands. He's out for the season. He broke his legs two weeks ago. He's
both legs?
No, he broke one leg 2 weeks ago. Did I say broke his legs?
Yeah.
He's a Houston Texan. Obviously, he's not going to do all this work on his own, so he's partnered with four nonprofit organizations. SBP will help rebuild and restore damaged homes, so they're getting a portion of the $37 million. Save the Children, they're going to work to rebuild child care centers and after-school programs. Feeding America is going to help with food distribution. And AmeriCares will take the lead when it comes to physical and mental health services.
If you don't know football and you're thinking, how the heck, he's one of their, he is their best player.
Was.
Well, he is. He'll be back. But he's also, he does a ton of commercials too. So I'm sure you've seen him in ads. And
right.
You may not know it, but he's a big deal.
And he raised $37 million. It's going to help Houston out a lot.
Yeah. Well, he'll never buy another drink. And he already before this, he would never have bought another drink in Houston. But I'm sure this helps.
In case you didn't hear the big story this morning, Anthony Rapp, who is an actor in Hollywood, he's a Broadway guy too. He was in, I think, the Broadway production of Rent, but also in the movie. And now he is like one of the science officers on Star Trek Discovery, which I don't know how many people are watching that because you actually have to sign up for CBS All Access to get it. But the show's great. He says when he was 14 years old, Kevin Spacey threw him down on a bed. Kevin was 26 at the time and made some moves on him, and he managed to get himself out of there. And so he's come forward in, you know, today's climate, and Kevin Spacey put out a statement saying that he doesn't remember it, and he says, if it's true, I owe a sincere apology. We looked for his mother, because you had mentioned this earlier, like what on earth did his parents think letting a 14-year-old out? And Musi had a piece up on her computer that basically said I think he just had a mom. She died in 97, but this was 86.
It's a single mom.
Single mom. And that it was totally normal for him to ride the subway or a bus to work. He worked on Broadway, and it was no thing for him to go to an adult Broadway actor's party.
Well, it's cool for him to explain that away, and riding the bus or subway is different than going to a party with grown-ups.
Agreed.
I think.
I agree.
I think
he said it was no thing, and that he goes, you know, I'm sure people will call her out for bad parenting, but that was just, things were different. And, you know, apparently this wasn't happening to him all the time.
I grew up then, too, and I know things were different. We didn't wear helmets. You didn't, I mean, you had to, a lot of stuff was, you rode in the back of a truck. You know, a grown-up would be doing burnouts or donuts with everyone in the back of a truck laughing.
Mm-hmm.
There we are.
Right up until the one kid falls out, and then everybody has to get out of the back of the truck forever. From any truck ever.
So I get it, and it's not his fault or his mom's fault. I'm not trying to take away, you know, Kevin's. And here's a text from 707 says, did you hear about the Anthony Rapp / Kevin Spacey sexual assault accusation? I swear Kevin used his apology to come out of the closet.
He did, and that's actually what this part of the story is about. People aren't psyched about it. Kevin's, here's his whole statement. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Anthony Rapp as an actor. I'm beyond horrified to hear his story. I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago, but if I did behave as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I'm sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years. That's where he should have stopped. He says, this story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know there are stories out there about me and that some have been fueled by the fact that I've been so protective of my privacy. As those closest to me know, in my life, I've had relationships with both men and women. I've loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this behavior. I want to deal with this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior. So a lot of people wrote that they don't like that he used this to sort of misdirect. Rose McGowan said, Rose McGowan said, dear fellow media, keep focus on # Anthony Rapp. Be the victim's voice. Help us level the playing field. Bye-bye, Spacey. Goodbye. It's your turn to cry. That's why we've got to say goodbye. Deborah Messing wrote to Rapp, you are brave, and my heart breaks for that 14-year-old. Billy Eichner wrote, he's the Billy on the Street guy, that Kevin Spacey statement, nope, absolutely not, nope. Kevin Spacey has just invented something that's never existed before, a bad time to come out. And Wanda Sykes said, no, 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 no. You do not get to choose to hide under the rainbow. Kick rocks.
408, one of our texters wrote, the whole apology was crap. He blames it on drinking and then tries to further cover it up by saying he's gay. The gay community already has to try and separate ourselves from pedophiles thanks to ignorance. Mm. So screw him and his coming out.
Yeah, Billy Eichner said it best. You invented a bad time to come out. Doesn't excuse a damn thing. All right, it's 7:25. We're going to take a quick break. What's coming up in the news?
Tons of Halloween stuff, everybody, after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:36, and it's Monday morning. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be flipping out over our secret show that we're going to be doing tomorrow around noon. This part of the show is brought to you by Spot Hero. We will take 9 callers right now. This is tomorrow, and callers 1 through 9 right now each get a pair of tickets as appetizers. We'll do a little lunch thing. The doors open at 11. The show starts at about noon. Our friend Rudy's going to do a couple minutes of stand-up, get us all warmed up. And there's a costume contest, so don't forget to wear your costume because we have some great prizes, including a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets, 2 nights of lodging, 40-inch HD smart TV, passes into the San Francisco Dungeon, and so much more. You can get all the details at RadioAlice.com. Parking is very limited for this. It's highly recommended that you at least share a ride, if not take public transportation. I don't believe any of us are driving over. I think we're all heading over in taxis or Ubers or getting rides with other people from the station. It's located at 678 Green Street, also called Beach Blanket Babylon Boulevard in the North Beach neighborhood. Club Fugazi, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review. It's the perfect night out with friends. Get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. And thanks to those guys for letting us use Club Fugazi tomorrow. It's going to be really fun.
And bring cash because it's a cash bar.
Right. Cash specifically. They won't take the credit cards over there. Call now 800-400-3697. Callers 1 through 9. Get on the list.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's a great radio show host. She is, how do I put this?
Goth.
Perfectly dressed for Halloween every single day. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean in costume.
What does she go as today?
She's just very goth.
Yeah.
It's her thing.
Right.
She is in full bloom right now.
Right. This is her time.
A woman in bloom right now. So check her out this afternoon.
It'd be really funny if she dressed as like Bo Peep or something. You know, or Alice in Wonderland or something. It would just be so funny.
Oh.
To see her completely, because she wears
Snow White. I can bring her my Snow White costume.
Oh, that's great. She's got the great. She has the right hair for it.
Anyway, enjoy Jane this afternoon.
Oh, please
it's
do.
A good, it's her time. Right. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So the World Series right now is
crazy.
Doing pretty well, I guess, in the ratings. And surprising, I actually finished, I was watching, even though I don't have a team in the game. There it was, tied up at 9 o'clock or so-ish. I don't remember exactly the score when I left, but it was going back and forth, and 9 o'clock comes around. I'd planned to watch an episode of Stranger Things, but...
Got caught in the game.
According to this, the game went till 12:40.
Wow.
It went 10 innings last night, and in the end, the Dodgers lost 13-12. So Houston goes back to L.A. now, up 3-2 in the series.
Just one more, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Is it they've never won the World Series before, Houston?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I do know that one of the great players of all time, Nolan Ryan, played for the Astros for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did ever. And I know Nolan Ryan also played for the Rangers, moved around a little bit. But I don't remember if they have one or not.
Oh, goodness.
So maybe our research department
can
check
sure
that out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're busily checking it right now.
Jane just wrote. Let's see what she has to say.
What's she dressing as?
Oh, this says no. It ended at 10:45. It was past midnight in Houston.
Oh, got
it. So 10:45 our time.
I see.
That was a Mrs. checking back in. She said she stayed up for the whole thing.
Oh, how funny. Well, when it's exciting, it's exciting.
Oh, Jane writes, "It's my time," giggling so hard, and sent me black hearts.
Oh.
It is her time. Anyway, there's that.
I've not seen that they won the World Series.
I don't think they have, but...
yeah, I think this will be their first one if they win it.
I know that they have
been
okay at times in their history, but for a while they were just garbage. Mm. Absolute junk. And they've been quietly building a team, the one you're watching now.
Right.
So this guy is a man after my own heart. There was a time as a young person when if I saw a beer truck, I would follow it.
Like, for no reason other than a case might fall off.
It doesn't matter where I'm going or what else is happening in the world. There's a beer truck. Let's follow it. And any one of my passengers would have egged me on, so it wasn't just my doing. It could have been Nipples. It could have been Billy.
Cisco.
Could have been Jason Cisco. Right. Any one of them would have gone, beer truck! And then we would have rerouted.
The chase is on.
Rerouting.
Which just shows you how very little you guys had going on.
We had stuff to do, Sarah. Uh-huh. Just beer was a priority.
Right.
And same goes for Jeremy Van Ert. 38-year-old was at a convenience store in Marshfield, Wisconsin, just before midnight last week when he went into the walk-in beer cooler.
Okay.
Jeremy didn't know this at the time, but the cooler has an automatic lock that triggers at midnight, so he got trapped in there.
Oh, no.
It's
okay.
They don't
check that?
Because, you know, as soon as it...
Great, because you're gonna be
him in.
You'll be drunk and frozen in the morning.
He started drinking.
Right.
Some employees found him 6 hours later. He'd had one 18-ounce can of Ice House beer and three cans of Four Loko,
huh.
Which seems like he didn't go that hard at all.
What's Four
Although,
Loko?
Is Four Loko super strong?
Energy drink?
I thought it was an energy drink.
Didn't we hear people kids were getting sick off of that because they were drinking too much?
No, I think Four Loko is like bad. Malt liquor.
Oh, maybe it is. I think it's malt liquor. Right.
I was wondering if he's just trying not to fall asleep and freeze to death.
As soon as they opened the door, he took off running.
Oh,
he ran for it. You know, he had his drinks and didn't want to be having to pay for them. The employees called the cops and they tracked Jeremy down. He was arrested for retail theft. The main issue is he didn't need to be trapped. The cooler has glass doors. He could have easily banged on it and yelled at one of the employees,
hey,
let me out.
He was psyched about it. He went in there on purpose.
They say that it was also 32 degrees in there, so it's cold. But he
That's
hammered some beers.
That's even colder than I thought it would be. We wouldn't want your beer to freeze. Wow.
He chose to stay in there because he wanted to drink and tried to run off without paying. It was a...
What a dingbat.
Well-laid plan.
Well, like you said, beer truck.
Right. People love their drinks. Mm. You love your drinks? Did you have any this weekend? Even though you were sick? No.
I had a couple over the course of the weekend, but I had no passion for it.
Actually, you're not sick that often. And frankly, what a weekend. Stranger Things gets dropped, and there you are.
But the timing was terrible. I mean, and the fear of the baby coming at any minute, which, by the way, that baby's being born tomorrow for sure. Just in time to keep Bryn from doing his technical producing on our secret show tomorrow.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll be fine.
I can't wait to hear the name. I really can't. I'm
Diamond.
So excited.
He said it's Diamond.
Diamond.
Platinum.
Looks like most pumpkin pies don't have any pumpkin in them.
Oh. What are you talking about?
The FDA is saying that canned pumpkin can be made from pumpkin or from squash. And it turns out squash tastes better.
Oh.
Has a better consistency. And is cheaper to grow and produce.
Mm. That makes
sense.
So
that pumpkin pie filling you buy is almost certainly 100% squash.
So it's a squash pie you're having.
Right.
You know, that's so funny because I have actually heard that there is a certain kind of pumpkin that they grow for the pumpkin that they can up. And it does look quite a bit more like a zucchini than it does like a pumpkin. Like it's kind of greenish. And
there you go.
So they're just saying it's pumpkin.
Right.
And really it's like, you know, what are those honey nut squash? Is that what they're called? Honey
Butternut?
Butternut. That's what I'm thinking.
I love that.
Me too.
I've had butternut enchiladas or ravioli.
Me too. The ravioli
so good.
Yeah, the ravioli is delicious. Yeah.
Oh, I've had it. They just blend it up and put it in enchiladas, and it's got the consistency of refried beans, basically.
So good.
So good. Kind of sweet. Put some hot sauce on that. Could crush like
party in your mouth.
Absolutely. Today is the best day to buy Halloween candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like the prices go down just before Halloween hits.
I wish we had waited.
Why? Oh, because you've been hammering chocolate bars?
He bought it home on Thursday after he went to Costco. Five big, gigantic bags.
Five bags? Your neighborhood must go off.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. We'll run out and have to turn the lights off. So he's got the five bags, and so I put them in the thing that we put the candy in, and I put them like around the corner where I wouldn't see them, and I forgot all about them until, because I'm like, oh, the longer those don't get open, the less Halloween candy I'll eat. And then on Saturday night, John went and opened up one of the bags. So then all day yesterday we're eating them.
All day?
Well, you know
there's
there.
The candy.
There they are.
I'm here. You're here.
Let's go. $100,000 bar, Almond Joy, Twix, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Butterfinger.
You had all those?
And then some.
And then some?
Yeah, there's all a million things in there. I ate them all.
Wow.
I wasn't happy about it. Cursing myself even as I'm shoving them in my head hole.
All right. The definitive list of the best Halloween candies, it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, number one. They are the top of the list.
They're
Reese's
delicious.
Miniatures comes in second.
No.
It's peanut butter and chocolate. It's
I
pretty
like
darn
that
good.
Miniature one. They
oh, you do?
Like some good depth and like a lot of chocolate. Mm. They're good.
Okay, do you want to know what comes in next, though?
Right after those, candy corn.
Twix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Twix are good.
Candy corn, blah. Kit Kats, Snickers, Reese's Pieces. Boy, Reese's just, they're just
killing it.
Reese's stuffed with pieces.
Mm.
They're Reese's peanut butter cups with Reese's pieces inside them.
Oh.
Is that necessary?
No.
And peanut butter M&Ms also make the list.
Oh.
Boy, people love the chocolate and the peanut butter.
No Almond Joy on there, huh? Almond Joy's my favorite.
I love the Almond Joy,
yeah,
too.
I wish they had Almond Joy with dark chocolate on it, though. Like, I like Mounds because it has the dark chocolate, but I like the almond. And that's got milk chocolate on it.
I'm pretty sure you could find
dark
Almond
chocolate
Joy
Almond
dark,
Joy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I got to find.
Or just throw a... an almond in your mouth after you eat a Mounds.
Well, if I had one handy. There's no Mounds in those bags anyway. At least not the bags I bought.
All right. That's too bad.
I can't wait until Halloween is in the past. All the candy's out of my house.
Dude, you're still looking at the holidays. You've got all the pies and all the turkey.
My squash pie. Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's just I actually feel really bad about eating candy. Like eating, you know, food that's been prepared at your house. I'm fine with eating that.
I want to say, what night was it? One of the nights I wrote one of my buddies from high school just, hey, man. And he goes, oh, yeah, life's so good. I'm eating a blueberry cream pie from Marie Callender's right now.
Oh, blueberry cream pie.
And I was just like, God, we're so old.
Life is good, man. Blueberry cream pie? I've never even heard of blueberry cream pie.
Well, yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
There he is. And I think that was Saturday night of all the things.
Big night.
Saturday night going crazy. Blueberry cream pie.
From Marie Callender's. Sounds good.
You like that?
I do. Marie Callender's stuff is great. Just full of butter. You know it.
28-year-old guy named Alan Blake and his 34-year-old girlfriend Emma Pierce from Cornwall, England, were in their living room watching X Factor recently. Alan wanted to do it, and Emma told him they could as long as she could keep watching the show.
Oh.
As they started to do it, they were moving around, and Emma couldn't see the TV anymore. So when she heard the host start to reveal some results, she quickly twisted around and ripped his man area.
What? Oh, no.
Ripped it?
Ripped it. Ripped the skin on his man area as she violently twisted to catch the results.
Oh, my.
Announcement on the X Factor. He started bleeding like crazy.
What?
And they had to call and ask about what to do.
She missed all the results.
Come on. Stop it.
Couldn't he have waited till after the show? It's obviously important to her.
They say there wasn't any permanent damage, but the doc said that he's going to have to take painkillers and keep his man area wrapped and to not do it for at least a month.
Oh. Well, sounds like she'll be able to watch all the X Factor she wants to. That's got to be horrifying.
What? Getting your junk ripped?
Missing out on the results, blood all over your couch.
So bogus. Is there really a show you'd rather watch than do it?
The Game of Thrones. I'd rather watch that than do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's available to you, you could pause it, you could watch it another day. I mean, here you are.
If I have a choice between two things, an episode I've never seen or do it, I'd be like, I can do it anytime. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, but look at me. I'm ready right here. Mm-hmm. Look at this thing. It's ready.
Well, go take care of it, then.
Oh, come on!
It's your problem, buddy. I'm watching Game of Thrones.
That's your problem, buddy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you had to say.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey is an opportunist. He used his apology as a chance to paint himself as some brave hero who has refused to talk about his sexuality for all these years and is now is so bravely coming out of the closet. It's BS, if you ask me.
Yeah, it just smacks of insincerity and it was wrong timing. Those are two separate things, sir.
Not fond of his wording that he is choosing to live as a gay man, says 501. That's another thing.
I mean,
you can really pick that one apart.
Yeah.
Not well crafted at all. As a person who's had to make a lot of apologies and has gotten better at them through the years, you just say sorry. Be accountable and stop.
Right. That second paragraph kind of ruined the whole thing.
There are no buts in an apology. You right. just can't put those in there.
No.
Doesn't work.
It negates the whole thing.
Right. I can't read that one. Come on, you're baiting me. People are putting in Stranger Things.
Spoilers. Oh, don't spoil it for Vinny.
It's okay.
He's only watched a couple.
No, listen, it's fine. It really is. Keep watching Mindhunter. It's about the development of the FBI Profiling Bureau, its beginnings, and how they came to use some vernacular we're all familiar with now. Hang in there. It gets better.
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
So it's like a documentary?
No.
Definitely a fictional...
It's a TV show, yeah, but I mean, characters. I guess there's some... It's based on something then.
Yeah, it looked fascinating just a little bit I saw.
Hey, guys, Stranger Things is on season 3, not 2. Love you guys.
Yeah no, it isn't. Thanks. 858 says, I followed ambulances and fire trucks the way Vinny followed beer trucks. Was always hoping to meet a hot paramedic or firefighter.
Oh.
Come on, Adele.
Did you ever score?
She didn't say. Probably, though. So I guess, you know, I'll probably just really quickly recap the Kevin Spacey, Anthony Rapp story. But I've also got news about music. And since we weren't here on Friday, I do have a couple of the big releases that we'll play a little bit of those and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.